All right, folks, it's time for a fish report. And actually, this is fish report number two. You're not even going to hear fish report number one because
this is
scratch.
This is hot off the press, fish emergency.
We got new news here. And this is apparently unusual new news. Yeah. I mean, most of us have not heard this in our lifetime type news.
Yeah, it's like the second time in, what, 65, almost 70 years or whatever. And because now they're reintroducing the coho upriver, the Yakima Nation. They're reintroducing these fish to multiple river systems. So and Wenatchee and a few others.
And Saturday, we got a coho season.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. October 4th through November 30th.
Okay.
And so, you know, this one's pretty easy to remember because I would just treat your area in the stream that you want to fish, just kind of like steelhead. You can go from the mouth all the way up to the confluence of the Chewuk right there.
Okay.
And you can't use floating devices in that lower section from that last bridge down, and there's like some power line there in the estuary. But that's a motorboat thing. I don't do that.
But it's the same thing. I mean, anybody who's fishing this river knows these spots. So you can't float to get them. So what are you going to be? Well, first off, tell us a little bit about coho, and then how are you going to fish this?
Well, you know, I mean, they're the salmon family there. They're closely,
I know
this,
I know salmon
to,
are not
I'm
your family.
I'm trying to put it in a nutshell. Like everything, it's always like tough to sum up. But
okay,
they're pretty closely related to the sockeye too, and for that matter, their meat kind of reminds me of them. Their scales are kind of fine. They're soft. And they don't really last long in that last river system that they're coming home to. I mean, they get in there and they go from a pretty nice, you know, dime bright, somewhat subdued shaped fish to this fish that has this intense purple, blue, red, you know, casting, and this incredible proboscis. We always talk about the other end, the p-dunk-a-dunk.
Yeah.
But today it's time to talk about the proboscis. And and that's what these guys are known for, just that big gonzo-shaped nose. And they're just a beautiful fish.
Uh-huh. And they really do change in the fresh water. So
Yeah, so, you know, they move up fast. And you want to get right on them when you get the chance.
Yeah, and we've got a little shy of 2 months to get out there from Saturday to November 30th.
Yeah. You can keep two. They got to be over 12 inches. And the only tags that you're really going to be looking for in these fish are what these anchor tags, or floy tags, we call them. And they're just this little tag that'll be hanging out of the dorsal fin on top of the fish there. You will not be able to miss it. I'm not sure exactly why they've been tagged. Sometimes it's because we'll knock them out with a certain drug, and it's got some carcinogens in it, and it's got a shelf life of like 25 days in the fish. So
they're tagged because they're tracking them or something.
Or they may just be trying to tell you, hey, don't eat it. So, you know, you might want to listen to them when they tell that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because that drug does have some carcinogens in it, like I say.
It's got
a little lifespan in the flesh of that fish they're afraid of.
Okay.
But, and then, you know, you just keep your two, and fishing.
How big do you think these fish are going to be?
Well,
have any inclination there?
You know, they're salmon, you know, but they're not always as big as these more notorious king salmon that you might know of. But they might be somewhere between a sockeye and a king salmon sized fish. About, you know, 6 to 8 pounds would be a big one probably for this river. But historically, I've seen pictures of these fish, and they were definitely, you know, 12 to 14 or better. And almost as tall as they are long. I mean, quite an interesting looking fish.
Yeah.
Because like I said, their shape gets really over accentuated in these males. And
well, this is going to be interesting. Have you got a clue how are you going to change up your gear any, or your approach to these guys? Anything change?
You know, mark it on the calendar, I guess, here. I'm searching a little bit for ideas. I'm not familiar with this fish. It's only been back in this. It's been reintroduced into this river system in my lifetime, and I really have never fished for him much anywhere else. But I have had some friends that have, since the weather's been cooling down and the water was cooling down, they were starting to pick them up just on their trout gear, and so they can sometimes be caught on a nymph, just your stoneflies.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also known people that are really successful in this river system and others to usually be using some really fairly ugly colored stuff compared to what we would use. And by that, I mean, like, imagine like 80s neon.
Yeah.
You know, like pink and chartreuse and purple. And they have like Sharple or, you know, all these.
Yes.
I mean, there is a whole sector, you know, committed just to to coho fishing.
Yeah.
They're very specialized fish.
I fished with a guy in Montana who was making his own lure, and they were kind of chartreuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very bright.
Yeah, they like the color. And then they would love to eat eggs. A lot of these guys on rivers like in Alaska and everything will be fishing with these big, gnarly egg sacks than like a cheesecloth that just, mm-hmm. they like smell, they like color. And so other than that, like in this river, we have to go single, barbless, and no scents. So you're really just going to have to tickle them right in the nose. I mean, that seems mm-hmm. to be the moral of the story. And then it also has to be about them just being in the mood, because they are notoriously finicky. When they're snapping and they're flying and they're rolling. And when it's on, it's on. And when it's not, you know, it's just not. You can be tickling them right on the face with it. And if they're just not in the mood, they're not going to hit it. Sometimes you'll be watching them swim right by.
Yeah, it reminded me of the pro football players came to play on the high school field. You know, they were big, they were fast, and like you said, they were kind of moody, but when mm-hmm. they were hitting, and I did see them hit, they were kind of brutal. I mean,
I've seen footage, you know, of great fights. You know, they're just rolling like a steelhead. Like I say, they slow down a little bit kind of quickly, and so they kind of break down and they slow down a bit, and that fight might wear off from the mouth of this river to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You might see a whole different fish. And so that's why I would really encourage people to not waste any time. Get out there and fish for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I welcome the challenge, and I hope some others do, and just at least the opportunity to get back on the water. It's been almost 2 days now.
Yeah. So anyway, remember now, it starts on the 4th, the Saturday. And if you're familiar with fishing the river, it's going to be the same spots and the same ways. Mm-hmm. If you're not, if this is like enticing you out and you're not familiar, you should probably go to the website. It's
wdfw.wa.gov. Go to fishing regulations, look up in the right-hand side of the screen, and you'll find us on the second one down there.
There you go.
But, you know, hey, I want to encourage everybody to remember that this is a coho season, and we get to have seasons like this if we treat it seriously. And get those steelhead back in the water. Leave them alone. It won't be long. But let's focus on what time it is.
Yeah.
Let's have fun out there. And if you want any more info, just go to the site at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Met Out Fishing Adventures will give you all the info we can give you. And if you want to get out on the water having some fun, just drop us a line there. And everybody take care of each other. Enjoy the fall. And coho on!